Hello again and welcome to the podcast. I hope you're well. Hope life is treating you brilliant. Thank you very much for tuning in for the latest episode of my podcast. Really appreciate it. Today's subject is questions are the answers. So here we go. Let's get stuck straight into it and let's talk about how questions can help answer your problems in business. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story to begin with. They needed no reason. They came simply because he was Jewish and the Nazis stormed into his home, arresting him and his entire family. Soon they were herded like cattle, packed into a train and then sent to a death camp in Krakow. His most disturbing nightmares could never have prepared him for seeing his family shot before his very eyes. How could he live through the horror of seeing his child's clothing on another because his son was now dead as the result of a shower? Somehow he continued, and one day he looked at the nightmare around him and confronted an inescapable truth. If he stayed there even one more day, he would surely die. He made a decision that he must escape, and that escape must happen immediately. He knew not how, he simply just knew that he must. And so for weeks, he asked the other prisoners, how can we escape this horrible place? The answers he received seemed always to be the same. Don't be a fool. There's no escape. And asking such questions will only torture your soul. Just work hard and pray that you survive. You see, but the problem was that he couldn't accept this. In fact, he wouldn't accept this. He became obsessed with escape. And even when his answers didn't make any sense, he kept asking over and over again, how can I do it? There must be a way. How can I get out of here healthy, alive, and today? Now, it's said that if you ask, you shall receive. And for some reason, on this day, he got his answer. Perhaps it was the intensity with which he asked the question, or maybe it was his sense of certainty that now was the time. Or possibly it was the impact of continually focusing on the answer to one burning question. Now, for whatever reason, the giant power of human mind and spirit awakened in this man, and the answer came to him through an unlikely source. It was the sickening smell of decaying human flesh. There, only a few feet from his work, he saw a huge pile of bodies that had been shoved into the back of a truck. Men, women and children who'd all been gassed. Gold fillings had been pulled from their teeth, everything that they owned, any jewellery, even the clothing had been taken. Instead of asking, how could the Nazis be so despicable, so destructive? How could God make something so evil? Why has God done this to me? Stanislavski's Lech asked a very different question. He asked, how can I use this to escape? And instantly got his answer. As the end of the day neared and the work party headed back into the barracks, Lech ducked behind the truck. In a heartbeat, he ripped off his clothes and dove naked into a pile of bodies whilst nobody was looking. He pretended he was dead, remaining totally still, even though later he was almost crushed as more and more bodies were heaped on him. The fetid smell of rotting flesh, the rigid remains of the dead, surrounded him everywhere. He waited and waited, hoping that no one would notice one living body in the pile of death, hoping that sooner or later the truck would drive off. And finally, he heard the sound of the engine. He felt the truck shudder, and in that moment, he felt a stirring of hope as he lay amongst the dead. Eventually, he felt the truck lurch to a stop, and then it dumped into ghastly cargo, dozens of dead and one man pretending to be one of them, in a giant open grave outside the camp. Lech remained there for hours until nightfall. When he finally felt certain no one was there, he extracted himself from the mountain of bodies, and he ran naked for 25 miles to freedom. Now, what was the difference between him and so many other who perished in the concentration camps? Well, of course, there are incredibly so many factors. One critical difference was that he asked a different question. He asked persistently, he asked the expectation of receiving an answer, and his brain came up with a solution that saved his life. The questions he asked himself that day in Krakow caused him to make a split-second decision that led to actions that significantly impacted his destiny. But before he could get the answer, make the decisions, and take those actions, he had to ask himself the right questions. Now, you may ask why I've started off with such a ghastly story? Well, it's because our questions determine our thoughts. And certainly, sort of like with what I've been through in the last 12 months, I was thinking about important events in my own life and in the lives of people who I've encountered along the way. And there are so many people, fortunate, unfortunate, successful and unsuccessful. I really kind of wanted to know what allows successful people to achieve great things, while others with similar or better backgrounds disappeared off the falls of Niagara Falls, to be fair. So I kind of asked myself, what really makes the biggest difference in my life, in who I am becoming and who I am as a person and in where I'm going? Now, it's not about the events that shape my life that determines how I feel or act, but rather the way I interpret and evaluate those life experiences. And I've begun to realise that thinking itself is nothing but a process of asking and answering questions. So I'm going to give you some good ideas here. If after reading and hearing about this, you're thinking, well, that's true or that's not true, well, you had to ask yourself, either consciously or unconsciously, a question. And that question was, is this true? Or even if you thought, I need to think about that, what you're really saying is, actually, I need to ask myself some more questions about that. I need to consider that for a moment. And as you consider it, you'll begin to question it. We need to realise that most of what we do day in and day out is ask and answer questions. So if we want to change the quality of our lives, we should change our habitual questions. The masters of question asking, of course, are children. Now, how many, let's be fair, those of you who've got kids, how many millions of questions do they constantly throw at us whilst they're growing up? Or what do you think that is? Why does it do that, Daddy? What does that mean? Or what's happening there? What they do is they start creating a neuro association that will guide their futures. They are absolutely learning machines. And the way to learn, to think, to make new connections is initiated by questions. And the daft thing is that as we grow up, we kind of stop doing that. So I've kind of realised that the main difference between people who seem to be successful in any area and those who aren't is because successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. They get answers that empower them to know exactly what to do in any situation to produce the results that they desire. Quality questions create a quality life. Now, it's almost like you need to burn this idea into your brain, because we're not kids anymore and we've stopped asking questions, because it's as important as anything else that you'll learn. Businesses succeed when those who make the decisions that control their destiny ask the right questions about markets or strategies or product lines. Relationships flourish when people ask the right questions about where potential conflicts exist and how to support each other instead of tearing each other down. It makes sense, doesn't it? So really, I'm kind of here to tell you today that the difference between people is the difference in the questions that they ask consistently. So what's the quickest way to change focus? Well, it's simply by asking a new question. When people are depressed, it's more likely due to asking themselves disempowering questions on a regular basis. Questions like, what's the use? Why even try? Since things never seem to work out anyway. Why oh why me? Why me, Lord? Why me, God? Now remember, ask and you'll receive. Now, if you ask a bloody terrible question, you're going to get a bloody terrible answer. It's as simple as that. Your mental computer is ever ready to serve you, and whatever question you give it, it will surely come up with an answer. So if I ask it, why can't I ever succeed? It's going to tell you, even if it has to make something up. It might come up with the answer like, because you're stupid, or because you don't deserve it. Now I'm going to give you another example about brilliant questions. A guy called W. Mitchell. Now how do you think he was able to survive having two-thirds of his body burned and still feel good about his life? How could he endure an airplane accident years after to lose both his legs and be confined to a wheelchair, and still find a way to enjoy contributing to others? Now, he learned to control his focus by asking the right questions. Now, when he found himself in hospital with his body burned beyond recognition and surrounded by a huge number of patients in the ward who were also feeling really sorry for themselves, they were asking questions like, why me? You know, what have I done to deserve this? Why is life so unfair? What's the use of being a bloody cripple? Now, Mitchell chose instead to ask himself, how can I use this? Because of this, what will I be able to contribute towards others? Now, those questions are what created the difference in destinies. Why me rarely produces a positive result, while how can I use this usually leads us in the direction of turning our difficulties into a driving force to make ourselves and our world and our business better. Mitchell realised that being hurt, angry, frustrated wouldn't change a bloody thing. So instead of looking at what he didn't have, he said to himself, well, what do I still have? Who am I really? Am I really only my body, or am I something more? What am I capable of now, even more than before? Now, even after his airplane accident and while in hospital and paralysed from the waist down, he met an incredibly attractive woman, a nurse named Annie. Now, with his entire face burned off, his body paralysed from the waist down, he had the audacity to ask, how can I get a date with her? His buddy said, you know what, you're mental, mate. You are absolutely deluding yourself. But a year and a half later, he and Annie were in a relationship, and today, she's his wife. And that is the beauty of asking empowering questions. They bring us an irreplaceable resource, answers and solutions. So, what I'd like you to do off the back of this podcast, guys, is I want you to start asking yourself some questions. And I want you to start asking yourself some questions that are problem-solving questions, okay? It's not about, you know, oh, woe is me. It's about turning things around. So I'm going to give you five questions. And over the next week or so, should you come up with any problems in your business, or should there be anything that's really worrying you, that's really grating on you, that you need to turn around, you need to change, I want you to ask yourself these five questions, okay? So here we go. Get yourself a pen and paper. If you're driving, obviously play this back a little bit later. If you're walking the dog, play this back a little bit later. But write these questions down. So question number one. What is great about this problem? Seriously. Now, most of you are going to go, what? Absolutely nothing. What? It's a problem. What are you doing about it? But do you know what? It breaks a pattern. It will break the pattern that the fact that you are thinking that it's a really bad problem, it's insurmountable, you can't get around it, it's complete tragedy, it's just Bobby Bootnod. And you know what? You can just deal with it. So it's going to break the pattern of you thinking this is really negative. So what is great about this problem? Number two, what is not perfect yet? So, you know, if you're completely overrun and you're overwhelmed by work, well, it's not perfect yet. Well, actually, what's not perfect yet is that you haven't been able to sort out your schedule properly. You haven't been able to sort out your timetable properly. You haven't been able to sort out your diary properly. That's not perfect. I'm inundated with work. I'm absolutely overwhelmed. It's brilliant stuff. But I need to get a bit of a life-work balance. So what can I do? Number three, what am I willing to do to make it the way I want? Now, if it's really painful, you don't want to be in that pain for much longer. You want to get over it. You want to sort it out. So what are you willing to do to make it the way you want it to be? Number four, what am I willing to no longer do in order to make it the way I want it? Yeah? So are you going to whine and complain about it? Or are you just going to get on with it? Are you just going to feel abused? Or are you going to feel sort of hard done by? What are you no longer willing to accept to be able to deal with this? And number five, how can I enjoy the process while I do what is necessary to make it the way I want? Yeah? Humour. Humour is a massive thing. If you're enjoying something, if you're enjoying putting things right, do you know what? It works so much better than when you're not. So by breaking that pattern with question number one, we're getting to question number five. And I'm starting to hope that actually you're going to break this pattern of it's not doom and gloom. Actually, I can kind of enjoy turning this round. I'm going to enjoy finding out new skills. I'm going to enjoy taking somebody new on. I'm going to enjoy sorting these problems out. I'm going to enjoy replacing my reputation, that type of thing. So those are the five questions. Let's quickly go through those again. What is great about your problem? Number two, what is not perfect yet? What am I willing to do to make it the way I want it? That's number three. Number four, what am I willing to no longer do in order to make it the way I want it? And number five, how can I enjoy the process while I do what is necessary to make it the way I want. Guys, that is something for you to try out this week. And I really hope you enjoy trying it out. I know I'm doing it and it is absolutely superb. I'm really quite surprised by some of the results that I'm getting. So, yeah, go and try it. Get in touch. Tell me what you think. Email me, Mark, M-A-R-C, at businesscoaching.coach. That's Mark at businesscoaching.coach. All right, and tell me how you're getting on with these questions if you come across a problem in the next few days. And these questions help you. Come on back to me. Get in touch with me on Facebook as well. Mark Ford MBA. So that's Mark spelled M-A-R-C. Mark Ford MBA on Facebook. Come and say hi. Guys, until the next time, go out. Be utterly brilliant. And I'll see you on the other side. Take care. Bye-bye.